This is Darren Kuhn with the Masculine Journey podcast, where we search the ancient paths to find ways that God brings light into a dark world and helps set men free from the struggles that we all face on a day-to-day basis. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into Kingdom Pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Well, we have a fun fourth Kingdom Pursuits today on... I know I'm excited to see where all this goes. So first off, we have Martin Bennett. He is the author of a book called Wounded Tiger. And he's got this whole idea that we're going to be celebrating the 75th anniversary of the end of the Pacific War. Wow. 75 years ago. So no wonder we don't have a lot of veterans left, right, Martin?
No, that's true. And this is being the 4th of July, you wouldn't think that the guy who led the Pearl Harbor attack would be later after the war bring his kids to America where they became citizens.
Wow. And so, yeah, that's about your book, right? Wounded Tiger.
That's it.
And so this is quite a story of a Japanese man and, you know, how essentially God came in and showed him some stuff.
This is true. So... It's a timely story because with racial conflict being in the forefront of all the news around the world, most people don't understand the racial conflict and the roots of the Pacific War between Japan and the United States. Fuchida, who led the Pearl Harbor attack, he hated America. He hated Americans. He felt that Americans considered themselves superior to the Japanese, and he resented that, and of course, he, as a Japanese, felt their race was superior to other races. So it's a lot of conflict in there. That how it's all resolved is quite interesting, and that is really part of the heart and soul of Wounded Tiger.
That's beautiful. And speaking of conflict, Mark Hancock, he's the CEO of Trail Life USA, and they are calling for the USA to invite someone different to a first ever Independence Day National Backyard Cookout event. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you, Robbie. It's great to be here.
So, originally, I guess you wrote this op-ed and it kind of caught on fire, so to speak. And so you've been grilling us on the whole idea.
Well, you know, Trail Life is a national organization, outdoor boys organization. And through this COVID crisis, our troops have figured out a way to get together and still use their backyard for a lot of campouts in addition to the outdoors and things. So we started Backyard Series a couple months ago, and we've had over 16,000 families across the country join us for these backyard events. For the fourth, we're doing a backyard cookout and campout, and we're encouraging people to invite people who are not like them, you know, whatever that means. Invite somebody different over, because we may disagree on a lot of things, but who can disagree about a well-cooked hamburger on the grill? So we're encouraging people to reach out and embrace people who aren't like them, invite them over and enjoy an afternoon.
So how cool. So you guys have not been on my show before would not know necessarily that I always have this time of riddledom. So, you know, it's the 4th of July. So speaking of the 4th of July, here is your pre-4th of July quiz, but it's actually the 4th of July, so it's on the 4th of July. So you have to think about this one. What did Luke Skywalker say to John Hancock, George Washington, and the boys?
I don't know.
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you. I went the wrong way.
Come on now, Martin. That's a little bit funny, isn't it? Okay. All right. Thank you. So what's big?
It's their initial shock, Robbie.
What's big, cracked, and carries your luggage? That would be the Liberty Bellhop.
If I for the old folks.
Yes, there you go. And what ghost haunted King George III? That would be the spirit of 76. See, that one fits in.
Uh-huh.
And maybe you heard about the cartoonist in the Continental Army.
I did not, Robbie.
He was a Yankee doodler. Yeah. A Yankee doodler.
Doodler.
These are dad jokes.
I would be roasted as a dad for these jokes.
They are. So where did George Washington buy his hatchet?
Where did he buy his hatchet?
At the chopping mall.
There
you go.
Wear your mask.
Here you go. This is definitely a dad joke, but I do find it hilarious.
I think I'm going to be sick.
I know.
You might
this
be.
This is before.
What was Thomas Jefferson's favorite dessert?
What was Thomas Jefferson's favorite dessert?
Monticello. And what did King George think of the American colonists?
What?
He thought they were revolting. There you go. And what kind of tea, you've probably heard this one, did the American colonists thirst for?
What? Liberty.
There
Liberty!
You got it. Liberty! We got a winner. Of the 13 colonies, which colonist told the most jokes?
Which one?
The Pennsylvanians. There you go.
Oh,
and
bad.
I do love this. What happened as a result of the Stamp Act? The Americans licked the British. There you go.
I knew it had something to do with it.
Yeah, you knew it would. What would you get if you crossed George Washington with cattle feed?
What? I'm running out of song.
I know. It's the fodder of our country. There you go. What would you get if you crossed George Washington?
Do you have more?
Home with nasty insects. I'm almost done.
I've never run out of the music.
Mount Vermin.
Merman.
Okay.
Okay.
And I love this one a lot.
There's
know. It's definitely
one?
At the, oh yeah. What did the why did the duck say bang?
I don't know.
He was a firecracker.
Firecracker.
All right.
That's cute. You should have put that one in the front.
And I don't know if you know this, but someone
he still got him.
Someone told me they don't have the 4th of July in other countries.
They don't.
It seems strange to skip from the 3rd to the 5th, but whatever. So if you endured all that, you deserve a chance to win today on Kingdom Pursuits.
We all do.
No, you can eat a hot dog in our favor. So I'm just going to go with what is the real Independence Day biblically? So what is the real Independence Day biblically? If you can answer that, call us at 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. What is the real Independence Day biblically? And if they can do that, Beth Ann, tell them what they'll win.
Oh, Robbie, they will deserve it. We're going to pick out something really, really nice for everybody from the Kingdom Pursuits prize closet. Yes.
There you go. Loaded with firecracker. So it's a firecracker 4th. Just tell us what is the real Independence Day biblically. 866-348-7884. Really fun to think about. I thought about it this morning, and I think I have a great answer. I hope you do. So getting back to the wounded tiger, Martin, I know he would not have liked my dad jokes, but, you know, nonetheless, he came to America, and so he's got to... So how did you come across this story? How did God bring this into your life? Because I know it's been such a part of your life.
Yeah, that's the number one question I get asked. So from an early age, I've gravitated towards true stories. I always liked biographies. I always liked true story movies. And as an adult, I had spent years on the life of researching the life of John Newton, the man who wrote the song Amazing Grace. He was a slave trader in the 1700s. And I wrote a screenplay on his life, and that's in the works on the back burners. But I stumbled across the story of Fuchida, who led the Pearl Harbor attack, and as I started researching it, I thought, how is it this world does not know this story? It was absolutely mesmerizing and astounding. So I spent about 3 years researching this thing. The more research I did, the better it got. I thought, this is just unbelievable. If you look it up on Amazon, you'll see the reviews. It's got the highest 5-star rating of any novel that I've ever seen or can find, won a Book of the Year award, that dozens of people say it was the best story they'd ever read in their life. So I could see these elements of just a great story. So I wrote the screenplay, and then I later novelized as a book, and it's being released in Japanese this month.
How fun. Well, we are going to be back. I'm shocked that we are not lit up, Dan, with people are calling to tell us what is the real Independence Day biblically. 866-348-7884. So much more. Kingdom Pursuits coming up. Welcome back to our fun fourth Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. We have with us today Mark Hancock. He's CEO of Trail Life USA, where they are calling on Americans to invite someone different to the first ever Independence Day National Backyard Cookout event. And Martin Bennett, my mouth will catch up with my brain here in a minute. Martin Bennett, author of Wounded Tiger and the coming 75th anniversary of the end of the Pacific War. But first up, we have Vicki, who is in Richmond. She has an answer to this riddle. So, Vicki, what do you think is the original real live Independence Day?
Happy 4th. I think it's Resurrection Day.
You are exactly right. Isn't that cool?
That is pretty cool.
I mean, I was thinking about it this morning, like, when Jesus came out of he had defeated death, and he was free to move about the country.
You know, until we understand our freedom in Christ, we'll never understand our freedom in the United States. We've got to treasure it and build it up and lift it up to others and just live it out.
Yeah, oh, Beth Ann's going to give you extra applause on that. I agree. I couldn't agree with you more. That, wow. And how cool is it that we are clearly free to have a backyard cookout today, to invite our neighbors to eat hot dogs and love on them and share the light of what true freedom is, right?
Amen, my brother, for all Americans.
That's a beautiful thing. And I love that whole concept we talked about. You know, what a truly great nation is in the Christian Car Guy show, sharing the spark that is God with those that don't
Amen.
Have it. So thank you,
Vicki. Let him shine.
We have a special. Let me ask you, since I have you right here, would you rather be styling and profiling in a Christian Car Guy t-shirt, which I have a few of those, or would you rather have a book from the prize vault?
I'll take the t-shirt.
Well, we will send one your way, Vicki. Thank you so much for listening, for calling in today. And a happy 4th.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Bye-bye. So that was quick. Wow. I love those calls. But anyway, so we got this fun 4th. And Mark, if you guys had a chance, since you've been doing this for a while, what is some of the feedback you're getting?
Well, you know, people are loving it. Especially the first one we did was a national backyard camp out. We were right in the midst of all this COVID stuff. And, you know, the outdoors is the best place to be. And, you know, it's the safest place to be. And families who felt pent up, they went out in their backyard and they set up their tents and they camped and they uploaded videos and pictures to the website at trailfusa.com/backyard. And, you just got to see all over the country where people were participating in this. Then the next one we did was a backyard movie at Camp Out, and we partnered with the Pilgrim's Progress, that animated movie. It's a beautiful thing. We live-streamed that for thousands of families across the country. They watched it in their backyard. And so this one is a backyard cookout with the emphasis on getting together with somebody who you don't, who isn't like you. We had a live stream broadcast last night with Edward Graham, you know, Billy Graham's grandson. We partnered with Operation Christmas Child, and we also had Rick Green from Patriot Academy, and we had Danny Huerta, the vice president of Focus on the Family, and Father Shannon Bouquet, and everyone on there talking about, you know, being in the backyards and using this time to reach out reach out to people.
Can you
someone quoted as a healing wave for our country. You reach out and begin a healing one between another just by enjoying our backyards together.
Yeah, that list of people, you know, I hate as I'm as ignorant as I am, but I don't know. Can you kind of unpack who those people are?
Sure. Well, Edward Graham is with Samaritan's Purse, you know, which is
that's one I've heard of.
The international organization, yeah. And he is, you know, Reverend Billy Graham's grandson, and he, I forget what his title is with Samaritan's Purse, but he was also a veteran who's been Special Forces, I think, for 15 years or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so he is a decorated veteran. And so he greets everybody and talks about the importance of freedom. And Rick Green is president of Patriot Academy, which is an organization that encourages young people in understanding the Constitution and the freedoms that we have. It's a specifically Christian organization. And of course, Focus on the Family. You know, it's been around for years, encouraging families. And Danny Huerta is the vice president of, I think, Parenting and Family. And so he talks about the importance of using the outdoors to grow our families.
And he's with Focus on the Family?
He's with Focus on the Family. He's one of the vice presidents. And Shannon Bouquet, Father Shannon Bouquet, is with Human Life International. And it's an international organization that stands for human life. And so he talks about the importance of freedom in America as a nation that has uplifted, you know, life, the value of life, really around the world. So we thought that was a good set of folks talking to us about the importance of reaching out to other people.
Yeah, so he is a Catholic,
yes.
I'm assuming,
mm-hmm.
since it was
yeah.
father. I mean, how cool.
Yeah.
I mean, so these folks were all in the same place at the same time?
No, they were all in different places. From, you know, I was in my backyard in South Carolina. Danny's out in Colorado. Edward Graham was in Boone, North Carolina, is where their headquarters is. Father Bouquet, I think, was in Louisiana. He was visiting his family. And Rick Green, I forget where Rick lives.
So
but,
was there?
We patched it all together in a live stream. You can watch it now. It aired for the first time as a live stream yesterday at 4:00, but it's still up there during the weekend. It was hosted by you'll like this. It was hosted by a man named Eve, who's from Togo, which is a country in West Africa, and he had received an Operation Christmas Child shoebox as a child, and so he is the MC, and he kind of passes it out to, you know, would kick it out to us out in the field and from our different locations. We recorded the live stream.
So Mark, was there like some interaction between, or were people just saying what they had to say and then went on to the next one, or were they actually interacting with one another?
No, we weren't able to do that as a live stream, but we're all interacting with Eve, so he would kick it out to us, and we would say our part, and then we'd go back to Eve, and then he would say so he shared his testimony about how he received his shoebox and what that meant to him, that simple act, and so we pieced it all together. Even like you said, having of course the Samaritan's Purse was just a strongly evangelical Protestant organization, then having Father Bouquet. Is a strong,
right, that's what I was
thinking.
Yeah,
so that was part of our message is that we're different, but we need each other.
Oh yes, we do. I think that's so, absolutely so beautiful. So speaking of different, we got Martin, and I was thinking, Martin, like the name of your book is Wounded Tiger, and he was clearly different. He was in America. Can you kind of explain what you meant by wounded? Why you used that in the title?
Well, Fuchida was born in the Year of the Tiger, and he, you know, the title represents both him and the nation, Japan. The country felt that they had been sidelined and marginalized by the major powers of the world, not respected, and Fuchida wanted to be proud of his country. He wanted to go forth, but he was really, he was hurt when he came to the United States, and he heard a lot of anti-Japanese sentiment that was, you know, I mean, it's the same kind of thing that's going on today with the racial strife, and he was personally angered by all the way Americans had treated the Japanese. So in that sense, he was a wounded tiger. And, of course, the fun of the story and the interest is how his life changes and how he brings into his life an American who is a bombardier who ends up in Japan as a prisoner of war, and the Covell family, who are teachers and missionaries in Japan who fled to the Philippines, three stories who have nothing to do with each other that eventually come together in the end. But to complete the concept of wounded tiger, ultimately, you know, everyone is really a wounded tiger. We have potential for beauty and power, but we're held back by wounds, by our own choices and the choices of others, and we really can't be who we're called to be until something happens and we become who we're supposed to be. And that's really the character arc of the redemption story of Wounded Tiger and Mitsuo Fuchida.
I wish I could say that. Can you say it, Beth Ann?
Mitsuo Fuchida. So this guy was handpicked by Admiral Yamamoto to lead the Pearl Harbor attack. He was also handpicked to lead the Midway attack. And this guy was in the middle of everything. In fact, going to next month, which will be the 75th anniversary of the atomic bombing of Hiroshima, August 6th, Fuchida was in Hiroshima the day before the bomb was dropped and the day after it was dropped. He got a phone call. He gets called away. Tens of thousands of people were killed. He should have been there. And even afterwards, he thought, how am I not dead? Why didn't I not, you know, why didn't I die? And this was one of the things that started to have him turn his eyes upward and say, someone must be watching over me. Something is happening. I want to understand. And eventually, you see how that happens.
Yeah, this is going to be, you know, it's a phenomenal book. And a lot of what your life's passion has been is about trying to get this thing to be the kind of movie that it should be, right?
Right. I've received four offers to get the film funded, but they're all secular offers, which I don't have a problem with that, except they all required retaining full creative control. And if you know anything about the story and the movie Unbroken, at the end of the story, Louis Zamperini, his life is touched by Billy Graham, and some other things happen spiritually. Well, they cut all that out. And so I don't want that to happen to Wounded Tiger, so obviously we need to have some investor who can come and help us.
All right. So you can see we still have another segment or two of Kingdom Pursuit, so you stay tuned. We got a lot more coming from Trail Life USA and Wounded Tiger. If you feel like you got a question for either of our guests, we would love for you to call 866-348-7884. It's all at kingdompursuits.com. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion on this 4th of July and uses it to build the kingdom, or in this case, maybe serve a hot dog to somebody that's not like you, depending on how that happens. So we are so excited because we have Amy Cabo with us now. Amy Cabo is the host, you may know, of The Cure, comes on the Truth Network at 1 o'clock and a lot of other affiliates across the country. But it is also a live show, an opportunity for you to call in and share your views on things. And Amy, you have got such a cool show lined up today. You got some 9/11 stuff for us.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it, and happy 4th of July to everyone as well.
Thank you.
Today we're discussing the whole untold story of 9/11, the role the first responders play, and the psychological effects incurred. We will be speaking with Sergeant Mike McGrew, who is the author of A Higher Calling, and has dedicated his whole life to providing emotional and psychological support for these police officers and first responders live at 1 p.m. on The Cure. So
yes,
I'm
you guys
blessed.
Are. And it's such a delightful, Amy's own story is one of those where she's a wounded tiger. You know, as I was thinking about what Martin was saying a minute ago, you know, she had a lot of stuff in her life, but she was set free by the gospel. And has such a love for the Lord and a joy that she shares with her audience. And, you know, it's so cool that you bring healing on so many things. And there's a lot of healing that's still left to be had from what happened on 9/11 in there, Amy.
Yes, a lot of healing. And I think that if we take a closer look and we realize the important role that these first responders play, we're more likely to be heroes.
Yeah, it's so cool. You know, the 2 Corinthians chapter 1 says, right, we were comforted with God's comfort so we could comfort others with the comfort we were comforted with. You may be familiar with that. You know, Amy kind of is the poster child for that idea. Like, God comforted her, and so now she's out there with her show comforting everybody else. I just love the way you do it, Amy, and you do it with so much prayer, because in so many ways, your story is tied back to prayer, right?
Well, love truly is the least I can do. I don't start any day without prayer, and I try to pray as much as possible.
Yes.
And there's great satisfaction at knowing that I have the ability to help others, because God has really helped me. It's really the least I can do.
That is so cool. Thank you, Amy. God bless you. You guys have a great show today. It's coming up 1 o'clock on the Truth Network, 1 o'clock Eastern. So if you're in Salt Lake City or you're in Iowa this morning, you've got to pick it up there at those times. So it's 1 o'clock Eastern. Thank you, Amy. God bless.
Thank you, Robbie. Have a beautiful day.
You too.
God bless you too.
Bye-bye. All right. So moving back to Martin, I just think that is so phenomenally cool, what you said, that we are all wounded tigers. And I also love what you said at the beginning of the show, that he felt like that Americans felt superior to him because he was Japanese.
Yeah, so after World War I, the powers, the major powers of the world put together the League of Nations, which was a precursor to the United Nations. And during that time, Japan was one of those founding nations, and they put forth what was called the racial equality proposal. And most of the nations of the League of Nations approved it, but some said, no, you know, it's not possible that a person of color would ever be equal to a white person, and they killed it. And this was very angering to the Japanese people, and today, you know, of course, the United Nations, the United States, we accept that, but back then they did not. And when Fujita came to the United States, the discrimination against Japanese Americans was quite intense, Chinese as well, and it was quite terrible, and he had really no idea. So it just made him all that more angry toward America and Americans.
And but, so I couldn't help but note this similarity, Martin, to your own story, in that what you said your first endeavor was, along with the ideas of great stories, was on Newton and essentially the author of Amazing Grace, right?
His life story is absolutely astounding.
And so, well, when you take what happened to the wounded tiger there, he met with disgrace, right? When we treat somebody like we're superior to them, it's amazingly ungraceful. But grace is apparently how he got back on track.
Well, if the story of Wounded Tiger was fiction, it wouldn't work because it's just too far out to be believed. But it's actually true, and the things that happened in his life, the thing that changed Fujita was when he saw someone else treating their enemies with kindness and love, and he thought, why would you do that? Why don't you destroy your enemies? Why would you be kind and loving towards your enemies? That was the beginning of really the sun rising in his own heart to believe that he could change.
That.
And he said when he heard and saw this story, heard about the story, he said he felt ashamed because he knew this person was right and he was wrong. So it takes humility for healing to happen. That was the very beginning.
Yeah, that is so beautiful. Well, we have Clay is in Raleigh. He's calling in today. Clay, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Well, hey, Brother Robbie, it's wonderful to talk with you. God bless you, man. Love you. Happy Independence Day and all that other stuff. And you know, I find it interesting that you got the Gospel of Mark talking about certain things and doing an outreach thing like he's doing, like, you know, sharing hot dogs, but I'll sure share hamburgers as well, because that's something that I do every once in a little bit with there's a ministry called the Bread of Life. We haven't been able to do it for the last few months, but, you know, with all this stuff that's going on. And then you've got Brother Martin talking about a book that's called Wounded Tiger. Well, if you shorten that, you know, we all have wounds that we are dealing with in our lives. And I mean, it's, you know, you expand it a little bit, it's wounded, and, you know, there are so many people that are wounded out there. And I feel that, you know, a tiger is a very important thing, because a tiger not only it's a strengthening thing, because when you get wounded, you know you're going to need strength and you know you're going to need healing. And I just tell you, man, you've got so many people that you bring on to this show, and you have them share the things that they share. And it's so vitally important for people to understand, because what this radio station is all about is truth. And I have a feeling that, you know, people are going to hear the truth and people are going to know the truth. And I'm just so thankful for it, brother. I just want to tell you that I appreciate you. I'm very thankful for you and I love you. And happy Independence Day to each one of you people that are on the radio today. This is what this day is all about. And, you know, each day is a created day for us to be a part of. It's out more outside of the creation part of Genesis. It's all about creation and what he does with us and for us.
That is so right, Clay. God bless you. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, brother.
I'm going to talk to you in a little while, because you're on my list of people to call today, my good friend Clay. So God bless.
Amen,
appreciate
well, brother. God
you.
Bless you, brother. Thank you for doing this. God bless you, brother. Gospel of Mark and Mr. Martin.
All right. Gospel of Mark. So speaking of that Gospel of Mark, he mentioned clearly that being outside is so critical kind of to the 4th of July in so many different ways, being out in God's, you know, beautiful. And that's what Trail Life really is instilling in boys, right? Giving them an opportunity to show they have what it takes there.
We are. You know, a lot of people, their question is, well, what is Trail Life USA? Well, we're Christ-centered, boy-focused character leadership and adventure organization. So we're not an outdoor organization that's having a Christian experience. We are, at our core, a Christian ministry that uses the outdoors to raise godly men. We've got 30,000 members now in all 50 states. We're organized through churches. We have troops. And it's what you expect from Boys Outdoor Organization, with troops and patrols and handbooks and uniforms and a robust awards program. And boys are just having a great time enjoying the outdoors.
That is so awesome. Well, we have one segment left of Kingman Pursuits, so we're excited to share more with Martin, who obviously has so much to share, as does CEO Mark Hancock with Trail Life USA. As always, you can find out all about these guys at kingdompursuits.com. You can get Martin's book on Amazon. It's so awesome. Stay tuned. So much more coming up. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom on this fun 4th of July, where we're hoping that people will take Mark's advice and go out there and have a cookout, invite people that aren't like you, because that's the beautiful thing about grace when you think about it. You know, that's a word I feel more than I perhaps could define. It's like when you're around somebody who you can tell that you're their favorite, you can tell that you're highly loved and appreciated, even if you tell bad dad jokes, you know, that's grace. And Jesus is full of that. And so when we can be around other people and show them we love and accept them, we're really excited to have them around, you know, that is amazing grace, right? And that amazing grace that obviously the wounded tiger saw is what can change the world. So we got opportunity in our backyards to do that this very day. It's so exciting, Mark. I really love the initiative that God gave you. And so are people going to be uploading pictures all day to your website to show what's going on the backyard challenge there?
They are. At traillifeusa.com/backyard, you can see not only the videos and photos from past events, but also from this weekend's event. People are uploading pictures of their backyard or videos. You can record a video. Flipgrid is the app that's embedded on the pager, and you can upload videos very easily. And you'll see some boys, some trailmen out in the field who are greeting everybody. And then you'll also see some adults who are showing us what it is that they've got going on their grill. And tons of recipes, ways to enjoy the outdoors, our links to the partners who worked alongside of us. And also, there's a map of the United States, and you enter your zip code and put the little flag on the area where you're saying that you're participating in the event.
Yeah, and I think back, you know, I was obviously too old to be in Trail Life, but I certainly was a Boy Scout. And the love and acceptance that you feel as being part of a patrol and part of a troop and being linked together with men that do kind of show you and guide you, it's a critical part, really, of what I consider, you know, what God was doing early on in fathering me and showing me, you know, things that I would use the rest of my life. And so how cool is it that God has your whole organization out there doing that for boys?
Yeah. And, of course, Boy Scouts has a wonderful legacy, but when over the last couple of years, they kind of departed from some of their more traditional beliefs and way that they conducted themselves. And that's really how or why Trail Life was founded, because we knew that there were a lot of people who liked the original things that Boy Scouts stood for. And that's why we are unapologetically Christian and specifically boy-focused. And those are two things that the Boy Scouts have sort of let go of. So we've seen dynamic growth because people who had the experience that you had as a boy in an organization, you understand the power of that male-focused leadership in a Christ-centered environment. I mean, that makes all the difference. And, boys are in trouble. Boys, when you look at statistics, boys are twice as likely to be special education, three times more likely to be ADHD. They're behind girls in every single academic category. They need a program that's aimed specifically at their strength. So instead of them being called toxic, we're reminding them of the classic masculinity that they have in terms of the strengths that they have. A lot of the strengths that they had are being seen as weaknesses today. So we're encouraging the boys in independence and trying hard in competition and those sorts of things that is really what made America great, those great character traits that built this country. We're reintroducing those to a generation of boys through Trail Life USA.
That's beautiful. And Martin, the book is amazing. I couldn't be more excited about the concept of the movie. But what's the one thing in the story that you just, you know, you kind of saved the best for last? How did he actually find Christ?
Well, the subtitle for the book, Wounded Tiger, is The True Story of the Pilot Whose Life Was Changed by an American Prisoner and by a Girl He Never Met. This girl he never met is really the fulcrum of the story, and she had no intention whatsoever. She didn't know Fuchida at all, but it was through her actions and what she did that was astounding to Fuchida. When he found out about it, his world was turned upside down. He just wanted to understand who this person is, what they did, and why they did it. I can't tell you that story because it gives it away, but it just shows what this woman did. She just looked for opportunities to love other people, and she inadvertently, kind of accidentally, became a fulcrum of transformation in Fuchida's life. And so my encouragement to other people is, you never can tell what simple acts of kindness towards others, how they will affect them. You don't know the impact. She would never in a million years have imagined her life would be a part of transforming the guy who was handpicked by Admiral Yamamoto to lead the attack on Pearl Harbor, where he spent years after the war encouraging people, others, to serve God. Unbelievable story.
Absolutely. Wow. So, again, it's called Wounded Tiger. You can find it at kingdompursuits.com, as well as all kinds of links to the backyard event and Trail Life USA. We are, first of all, just so amazingly grateful that you would listen to us today and be able to sit through all my jokes that I love telling, if nobody else loves. And then you've got all this truth coming at you, right? You got encouraging prayer, which is really special this week. How to spend the entire day with God. I'm going to tell you, that's what James has got in store for you, followed by Masculine Journey. Starts here now. They're going to be talking about judgment on Masculine Journey, followed by, like, The Cure is coming on at 1 o'clock. You got so much truth coming at you on the Truth Network. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Martin. Thank you, Mark.
This is the Truth Network.